producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm live in, well, I'm always live, but you can never tell.
That's not true.
On the farm much of the time, or maybe in California or on the road. I'm going to do more road trips this year than I did last year or the last couple of years. At the moment, I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania at the Business Evolution Conference, and we're going to meet a lady who's very sharp. And I mean very sharp in a matter of moments. First, some interesting, I guess I'll be the determiner of whether this is interesting or not, or you can be the determiner of whether it's interesting business news. The United Auto Workers Union says that its members have defeated a four-year contract proposal with Chrysler. So this was something, it's kind of not only a setback for Chrysler, it may not even be a setback for Chrysler, but the union leadership recommended that they pass this contract. 65% of Chrysler workers said no to the contract. So now they have to go back to the bargaining table. They usually do this when they're trying to do a 3 or 4 year deal. This is a 4 year deal. There's one company that they sort of single out, and they work with them, and they try to whatever gets done in that contract is what the rest of the big automakers follow. No question about the fact that unions are very important, although less and less. One of the problems that they had, I think, in this contract is the problem with robots and whether or not robots are going to be more of a factor, and they are. Every year, there are more and more robots doing more and more things in these plants because, well, I guess there are a couple of reasons. They are more efficient in many circumstances. The old thing, when I worked in the GM plant, you never bought a car on Friday that was built on Friday or built on Monday. Never wanted to buy a car built on either of those 2 days. Now, they're less dependent on human beings, where there used to be 18, I remember the Framingham plant had 1,850 some odd workers. Most of them were men who had run their own garages and failed. And when the GM plant came in, they were delighted. At that time, it was 14, this is in the, when would this have been, the 60s. It was when I was in college, so it had been mid-60s. They were making $14 an hour, which was a lot of money in the mid-60s. I will tell you, a lot of money.
It's still good money.
Yeah, not so bad now.
Yeah, exactly, when you look around. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media. The hospitals that received the victims from that shooting in Roseburg, Oregon, are hosting blood drives today. Those of you who are listening in Roseburg or in Oregon, or maybe even, I don't know how they do that. If you go give blood in your local hospital, can you earmark it for the situation in Roseburg, Oregon? Can you do that?
I don't know if you can.
I don't think you can.
No. Can't have it sent back. You put in a blood bank.
I mean, I think they will draw from other blood banks in the area, but I don't think I could walk into a Virginia hospital and give blood for the Roseburg blood bank now.
Really? Okay. All right. You know, we, well, actually, let's talk to Chuck a little bit later on in this hour about the movie that's out today about Malala. The Taliban girl that was targeted for assassination.
Really?
Supposed to be opening, yeah, today. Yep.
I'm more interested in seeing The Martian. Not that that's not an interesting... but my wife is all about
Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon and The Martian. You know, I'm looking at a picture of him, and I looked at it at first. Look at, see if we can get this picture that's in the USA Today life section. And if I had a picture of my son and put it next to him, I would tell you the two of them look very much the same.
Really?
They're both about the same age.
Stop it.
Yeah, they have that look. No, they have that look on their face. Look at the face. If you can get a hold of this picture, Richie, look at that look on his face. I can see Brendan all over. I think he's older than Brendan.
Is it the one where he's standing up, kind of looking to the right?
Yeah, and looking tough.
Yeah. Only because he's got that snotty smirk on his face like Brendan has. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's kind of a dry look, in a sense. All right, in a moment, we are going to help you promote. This is a this conference that I'm at, the Business Evolution Conference, has been very good for me in a number of different ways, and hopefully good for people who are there, who are there, that is, in their minds, they're in their own businesses, or they're thinking about starting a business, or perhaps you're in a business and you need a little help. I'm going to make sure that you get that help if you're listening. We continue in a moment here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Kohl's Fall for You sale is going on now, and you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off the LC Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her, and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $220 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $220 less. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 10-3. Valid in store and online while supplies last.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Walmart, 13 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As I have involved myself in this Business Evolution Conference, I have been fortunate to meet several people who get it. You know what I mean? There are just some people in life that you know when you talk to them, you listen to them. It's more important sometimes, well, most of the time, actually, it's more important to listen than it is to talk because you can learn more. You got two ears and you only got one mouth. And so yesterday I was happy to meet C.N. Hansen, who's the executive director of a group, an organization in London called the Legatum Institute. It's a think tank. Basically, they're an educational charity that is interested in teaching people how to be prosperous. So when did you first think or know you were prosperous?
Good morning, and thank you for having me. When did I know? I knew quite early on, and I think it was at the time that I was just entering the job market. Mm-hmm. And I realized that while I was going after, remuneration, and you know, I was hoping to be paid something, but I realized actually I wanted more from work. And as I grew up over the next couple of decades, and there's been a few behind me now, I've realized that there's many things that are more important in life than the money. And this is what I've now dedicated my life to, running a global institute that focuses on prosperity in its very widest sense, that is, a good life, a good society, a good community, way beyond just dividing up the stuff. It includes an education and good health. It includes rule of law, individual responsibility and accountability.
It's nirvana, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of the input that you have had here is aimed at women in business, and a lot of the discussion that we've had here has been about women and their role in business, business leadership, the way the world is changing everywhere except in the United States with flexible hours, encouraging women who have families to work, trying to get the workforce to be a 50-50 sort of deal, understanding the strength of women. Why are we so behind in America?
You know, that's a question I ask myself all the time, because you have numerous studies that have been highlighting this. This is, you know, the whole conversation around male-dominated workforces and gender pay gaps and glass ceilings, this has been going on for 30 or 40 years, but still there seems to be a problem, because still only 15% of board seats in the U.S. are women, and that seems too low, given that 50% of the population, I think, are women. So there's a skill set that you're not tapping into.
Well, this is not criticism, by the way. This is not you. I will tell you that this is me. This is one of the things, and I think I said this to you yesterday when we were having a conversation. One of my main thrusts with this program is to work with more women. I have Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here, and other women who contribute, Joy Brown. These are good broadcasters. These are people who have a lot to say. They're interesting in their own right. They can handle a program on their own. They don't need me. They don't need a man to do a radio program. And I've also looked at the same issue when it comes to politics, comes to business. And I think where I went with you yesterday wasn't just about women and men. It was about black and white. It was about old and young. It was about rich and poor. We have these distinctions. But the most obvious one to people who are looking from outside to within in America is the women's issue and women in work.
I totally agree. And in fact, can I just pick you up on something?
Yeah.
What you just said is what I totally believe in, is that now, particularly with technology, but now we have to look at the value in the individual. And that's where value is created in business, in the individual.
One of the things that I asked about also was if we're really going to be serious about bringing women, embracing women into all facets, understanding, and this group that I'm in here, we have about 70-80 people in this event, and most of them, there are more women, I think, or certainly just as many women as men, mm-hmm. here in this conference. And the idea is, how come there aren't more women? Because they are more efficient. The men were saying, I've said this any number of times, Jennifer and Roberta in the audience heard me say that I would prefer to have women involved in management and sales because they're better. So, but it's like a hello, no, there's not a connection here.
Yeah, because, you know, I think it's pretty obvious that what we have to do is work smarter. So the traditional models where it's very centralized and there's set working hours and, you know, you're remunerated, so that's why you do your job. I think you have to think out of the box on this. You know, you have to think about core hours, flexi hours. You have to maybe think about putting family first. I certainly did that in my business. And guess what? The people who work with me are more productive than ever because they feel a sense of loyalty and purpose in the business.
So what do we do to move people to flexible hours, to having it feel better in this work? There was a lawyer who was talking about having an office. She's one person that's around here, and she got 14 people working for her in different cities around the country. They seem to function just fine.
Yeah. So what you have to do is embrace technology, and the kind of presentism that's perhaps in the corporate culture has to be set aside now. And I know there's many industries where you certainly have to be present. But all I'm saying is, just think a little differently about how you might motivate your staff. And that might include flexi hours or core hours or job sharing. And that's very suitable to women who, by the way, are really good at multitasking and having a balance. No, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say balance. I want to say are really good at working out how to incorporate life into work and work into life.
You're on the board of J.P. Morgan Income and Capital Trust, and there are other things that you've done along that line. And I think that that's a tribute to your ability to do lots of different things. And you've been pretty inspirational here, and I wanted to have you on for a few minutes. C.N. Hansen, Executive Director of the Legatum Institute in London, here with me at the Business Evolution Conference in Pennsylvania. We'll be right back.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Will Smith gets jiggy.
For the first time in a decade, he's a Grammy-winning rapper, actor of note, nominated for an Oscar, I think, more than once. He appears this week, Jennifer, on a remix of Colombian band Bomba Estéreo's song Fiesta. Of course, I know who Bomba Estéreo is.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course I do. You probably do, actually, Richie.
No, I don't.
Yeah, okay. So this is his first music work since 2005. He's rapping here in both English and Spanish, not that you can tell the difference one way or another. What does rap sound like in Spanish? I want to. Can we pick up on that? Did you see if we can find some Spanish rap?
Don't ask me to do that. But, it sounds the same. You just don't know.
That's what I said. That's what
you can't understand what they're talking about.
Of course not.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, anyway. So that's that story. This is a Latin, tropical, and electro sound band that Will Smith apparently discovered when he was on a trip to Colombia. So they're a Colombian band, Richie. I'm
so
sorry.
That would be right where my wife is from then.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right. 25 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right. Musically, there's news from Kelly Clarkson. So those of you who are fans of Kelly Clarkson, she is being forced, Jennifer, to cancel the rest of her tour. Doctor says that she has a real problem with her vocal cords, and if she doesn't give them a rest, she will ruin her voice. So how do you...
Not easy to sing.
Well, I don't know that much about Kelly Clarkson. I listen once in a while when you and I are talking about her with some reference to something that's going on and play a little of her music. But there are people, you compare and contrast her to some of the other women who never seem to have vocal problems that were good. I think Kelly Clarkson is very charming.
Well, she's a belter. I mean, she has a really big voice, and she belts.
Richie, can you turn this up so I can hear Jennifer? I can't hear much of what Jennifer's saying. What'd you say, Jen?
I was just saying that that Kelly Clarkson has a big voice and she belts a lot, and that has to take its toll on your vocal cords after
She's
a while.
She's pregnant also. Does that make a difference?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. You never know. Hormones are thrown. You never know.
Yeah. Hormones.
The baby could sing too.
Yeah.
Right,
wouldn't that be cool? if the baby, when it came in, I don't see him as much as I would love to. Young Miles, who's my grandson, is being a little sick. When I was with him a couple of weeks ago, he was hitting all the high notes, I'll tell you that. And that would be very cool. I have a mother and a daughter singing like that. All right, also in the musical news today, Janet Jackson is back. It's been 30 years since Janet Jackson established control with her album in 1986, Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation. So how is this in comparison to what she's done before? Jennifer or Kenny, do you want to compare the work in Unbreakable? She has a number of tunes. She's 49 years old, by the way. And the first album from a studio since 2008. How does this sound?
Similar. I mean, this is not a surprise. This is sort of a modern redo, but this sounds very similar to the Janet Jackson style.
Mm-hmm. Sure. As I listen to it, I'm thinking that some of the stuff that we've played or I've heard from her has been a little more upbeat, a little faster. Is that just me?
No, she's 49 now.
Actually always had kind of that chill style, I think. She had Black Cat, which was her real rocky album, but she's always been very poppy, and this feels just about right.
Yeah. It sounds like some of the other stuff that you hear. J-Lo's music sounds like this to me, anyway. Mariah Carey, it kind of all blends together. But that's just me. I do think that I like some of the earlier stuff that she did, though, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's 28 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, live, at least my angle, is live from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
In the news, not all fruits and veggies are created equal. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keep you healthy without the dreaded copay. A huge study out of Harvard proves the old concept that eating fruit and veggies daily prevents long-term weight gain. But they found not all fruits and veggies are equal when it comes to keeping you thin. Best fruits are blueberries, apples, and pears. Best veggies, cauliflower, tofu. The worst veggies, potatoes, baked, boiled, or mashed. Don't even think about French fries. Also bad, corn, peas, yams. Here's the thing. You are what you eat, and it determines not only how you look, but also how healthy you are. And the more fiber and the less sugar in whatever you're eating, the more full you feel, so you're not craving a sugar fix 20 minutes later. Don't forget, too, if you're snacking on an apple, guess what you're not doing? Eating chocolate, potato chips, or other high-calorie junk. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Friday Good Day program. Friday the 2nd of October is upon us. Halloween is 4 weeks away. 4 weekends from now, it'll be spooky time. So now it's spooky because Roberta Fastmanley and Jennifer Horn are here in their best spook. Let's see, who else is here? Oh, Richie's here. And Kenny Kessler. So let's think about, this is something Roberta will like. Do we fix everything with Roberta?
No. She's off wandering around New Orleans. She got the voodoo on her.
All right, so we don't have Roberta.
No.
Okay. I thought we did. Well, it's too bad because I was going to talk about her pal, Bernie Sanders. I think I still will. Even if she's not here, it's okay with me. I'm sort of a little interested in Bernie Sanders and our perception of him. For those of you who could be buried under a rock or have been for the last 6 or 8 months, Hillary Clinton has come on strong, but she's faltering a little bit. Maybe because of her own missteps and various things.
She has some trust issues.
She has some real serious trust issues. Bernie Sanders is now in the focus. Would he make a good contender? Would he be a good challenger for whoever the Republicans put up? Is the Republican Party going to put up a non-traditional candidate? If that's the case, would Bernie Sanders make a non-traditional candidate? Well, he's a politician, but he's not speaking like all of the politicians. But I heard, as a matter of fact, Jennifer, I think you and Roberta to get into it a little bit about socialism. Were you talking about him being a socialist at one point in time?
Yes, I'm sure we probably were.
Okay. All right. So
it wouldn't surprise me.
All right, but what is it, what does that word mean? I remember back when I was in college, I was a political science major, and this sort of just tweaked me a little bit, because I find Bernie Sanders, and I find all non-traditional candidates to be of interest. Anybody who wants to disrupt what's going on now is A-OK with me. I might not choose to vote for Bernie Sanders, because he's probably a little too far out for me. I'm hoping that there's somebody who's a real alternative that has some common sense and sort of in the middle that I can vote for. Maybe that's too much to wish for.
There's too many choices, right, when it comes to deodorant. I mean, what?
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, if you can't choose somebody you like from this bunch,
yeah,
left and right, there's a problem.
Okay, but let's think about words. You know, we all live, we communicate. It's all about words. And the word socialist and what it connotes is the word. So when we think about socialism, we think about communist. Mm-hmm. He's a socialist, he's a communist. Now, the two are not the same by any stretch of the imagination.
Sure,
however, but Fox News and some of that bunch would have you believe that socialism and capitalism are the same because they end with ISM. Anything that ends with an ISM, bad. Feudalism.
Capitalism ends with an ISM.
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. And America, in my opinion, looking at my social studies books and my political science books, would be defined by most people internally or externally that understand what a democracy is all about as a socialistic, capitalistic democracy. We have Medicare, we have Medicaid, we have Social Security, we have the Affordable Health Care Act, we have unemployment insurance. All of those are socialistic
Yeah, society needs social, you know, some social programs. But I think what, I don't know, what upsets me, Doug, and what I think maybe still upsets some of the core Americans out there who have a problem with that word socialism or have problems with Bernie Sanders calling himself a socialist, is that the country was founded with a group of people who came here to work for a better life. And I think in socialism, it's more about letting the government take care of you instead of you taking care of yourself. You get to dictate. With capitalism, to dictate your own future, your own place in life. And with socialism, the government dictates that for you.
So how did these all come about? Most of this stuff came about as a result of FDR and the Depression. Some of it came about as a result of LBJ and what do they call that in the mid-60s? I forget, but there was a terminology that was used for all of this. The New Deal, a raw deal, a fair deal, whatever it was. So now,
New Deal.
You've got the circumstances of people, and this has been the focus. The reason I'm bringing this up now is because this Business Evolution Conference that I'm at has focused on the millennials. And the millennials don't like what they're seeing politically. They have no use for most of the mainstream candidates. They are, if you think about or understand what their thinking process is, they're going to like Bernie Sanders and they're going to like Donald Trump.
I'm sorry, Dougie, but millennials like to be taken care of. I mean, as much as I don't know that they have that same desire that other generations have to work and to.
No, they're the most entitled generation that's ever been in the history
of
the country.
Mm-hmm.
Very. But they are fiscal conservatives. If you look back at what we're about, what our parents were about, not so much your generation, Jennifer. What do we call yours as a next generation?
I'm at the tail end of Generation X. Yeah. Very tail end.
Right.
Between
X and Y. But in general, you're unusual because most of the people that are your age are not even politically motivated. And that's what has happened. People have fallen into this malaise of voting for, you know, whatever is the last suggestion is before they go through the door. They have no passion. They don't think they have any connection. They don't have any reason for being connected because they expect all these things to just be there. That's what it is. They've come up along the ranks and they don't question government because they've grown up with all this government all around them. And that's, in my mind, what's dangerous about all of this stuff. I'd like to think that millennials are going to shake the system up and bring us to a new world order. I'd like to think that, and I get that sort of sense in paying attention to people who are at this Business Evolution Conference. I just wanted to have us put into perspective, though, socialism, socialistic capitalism, that sort of thing. We're going to meet David Hooker in a moment, who is an evangelist for business in an interesting way. A smart young fella. We've been connected with a lot of really important businesses. So we'll get his point of view in a matter of moments here. It's 20 before the hour on Good Day.
Fall for You sale is going on now. And you can take an extra 15% off through Saturday. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then use it on top of already great savings. Like 30 to 50% off the L.C. Lauren Conrad collection. Save on denim for her and save 30 to 40% on handbags and fall fashion accessories. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now through Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an after betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-8410 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-8410.
800-300-8410. All right, so here we are at the Business Evolution Conference here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with another one of the participants who is impressive. There are 100 and almost, there's actually almost 200 people here, business folks from all around the country, but with teachers from all around the world, and David Hooker is one of those. He's an evangelist for a company called Prezi, which is a competitor for, or I don't know if competitor is the right way of putting it.
Competitor is exactly the right word.
Okay, so PowerPoint presentations. You have worked with the Clinton Foundation, with the TED, Virgin Business. You worked for IBM, Lufthansa, lots of people who are in business and they have to sell. This is all about selling, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, every business is about selling at its core. No, it's all about getting money in. A lot of the work that we've done with those organizations that you've named, that was not explicitly about selling. My role within Prezi is to get people using it. That's everybody at Prezi has that same mission, but mine is very explicitly, and my everyday is about that. So working with those companies, it's my job to show them that there's an alternative. There's a different way of doing presentations, a better, more dynamic way. Get them using it, and then get them using it in front of as large an audience as possible so we can get everyone else giving presentations in this smarter, more dynamic way than before.
Why does this play into what we need in American business?
I think it's not just what you need in American business, it's what everyone needs in business. It's all about...
We're focused on America here, like it or not.
You're absolutely, and most of Prezi's customer base, user base, comes from America, so we're focused on that too. But it's that universal thing that people need to stand out. And the medium of a presentation, I'm about to give a presentation this morning, you want to be better than the person that came on before you. Yes, sure, you want to compliment them. You want to be remembered. Yeah. So that's what Prezi is all about, is having an experience as part of your presentation, being a tool that complements what you have, your content that you have to say, and bringing out your message in a more powerful way, you know, through the visuals. That's the part that we take care of.
Are you the next Mark Zuckerberg?
Absolutely not.
Why?
He's got a very different skill set for me. We have a lot of people at Prezi who take care of the coding, for example.
I don't mean that. I mean, it's coming up with an idea that you can run with and can be sold to some bigger company.
In that case, Mark Zuckerberg didn't sell his idea to anyone. But I'm not the founder of Prezi. We have three wonderful founders who created Prezi before I even came on board. So if anyone's the next Mark Zuckerberg, to use that turn of phrase, it's them rather than me. But there's a similarity in there, in that we're disrupting the norm. We're taking on a market in the form of presentations which has been unaffected pretty much since...
Yeah.
Someone came up with the idea of putting a visual on the screen while someone talks.
Right, it's all
since then.
Right. Well, what I'm equating it to, in this country, we have Kleenex. Kleenex isn't a product, it's a brand. But yet it becomes known as a product because the brand is so synonymous with what it does. And I wonder if that's not the same. PowerPoint is really a brand, is it not?
Yes, and that's definitely what we've got to aim to do. We don't want people to say he's giving a Prezi presentation. We want people to say he's giving a Prezi, or check out his Prezi. I mean, that's what people are already doing for a PowerPoint, and they don't even say PowerPoint anymore. They say PPT. You know, check out that PPT. So, you know, no one says check out that slide-based presentation software that he's using. So absolutely, that's something that we have to aim for.
Isn't that interesting how it becomes part of the vernacular? It just becomes part of the expectation. You want to become a household name. That's what you want. You want Prezi to become like part of the conversation.
Yeah, that's a side effect of the greater mission, which is to get bright, intelligent people presenting their ideas in such a way that they get remembered. I mean, that's the thing that motivates me every day.
All right, but so let's say I'm going to help you sell this a little bit, or maybe not, because I'm not exactly the guy who's most prepared to understand all of this. But in terms of making it easier, a PowerPoint requires that you do XYZ. Does Prezi present easily, and is it much, when we're trying to put something together, is it easier for the unwashed like me to make it work?
That would depend on how much experience you have with doing something else.
Zero.
Well, in that case, you're going to find it really easy, because we believe strongly that it's more intuitive, it's more something that anyone can do, can pick up really quickly.
Like WordPress? That equivalent of WordPress for putting a website together?
Yeah, I mean, and certainly we're working every day to make it even better and more intuitive and a better user experience. And Prezi is available as a subscription model. PowerPoint, they release a new version every now and then, but we put it out as a subscription model, so that means that we have people making it better every day. So you can log into your Prezi and see something new and better and an improvement, potentially, you know, every day.
So I just gave you a 10-minute free commercial. How's that? Prezi.com, Prezi.com. David Hooker is one of the brains there. Hey, Jenja and Richie, you impressed that I compared WordPress to what was going on?
Your tech skills never cease to amaze.
Pretty impressed with that, right?
Yeah.
I'm a genius. I know. You guys think I'm a genius. Sweet as it is. At 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring, so we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase
price with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue radial microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5151. That's proflowers.com, secret code 5151.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me. You accused me once. I put up with it. You accused me twice. I quit.
Number one movie this week in 2006 was The Departed. This is I'm Shipping Up to Boston by the Dropkick Murphys. It came out of that movie. Wow, this was some kind of rough. This was also supposed to be sort of a Whitey Bulger movie. Jack Nicholson was supposed to roughly be Whitey Bulger.
That's right.
And the other. But Matt Damon was a baddie in this. I'm trying to remember. Wahlberg was in it.
DiCaprio. Who
else? DiCaprio was in it, right. Exactly. They all got bumped off, too, I think.
Well, that twist. At the three-quarter mark with DiCaprio in the elevator was unexpected and really gave that movie some juice. I like that movie. Good movie.
Right.
But when
at the end, at the end of the day, Wahlberg gets rid of Damon the bad guy, and he's the only one left standing, I think, if I remember correctly, right?
You know what else is weird about this?
What's
this
that?
Is the it's the Boston beer.
Samuel Adams.
This is the music they use in their commercial.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Leave it to you, the beer expert, to know that one.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so there's the story from the number one movie this week. 2006 was the year. I don't think that the Whitey Bulger movie is going to make it. It was number two last week, Charter, wasn't it? I remember.
It was Well, first weekend it was number two. Yeah, it's done over 50 million.
It's a solid movie. Okay, so we have movie news, which includes a lot of the new action movies, the Matt Damon movies coming out this weekend. I believe there are a couple of other starters that Chuck is going to tell us about. So we'll see what's going on movie-wise in a moment this weekend here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is our movie man, expert in all kinds of things, video-wise, DVD-wise. He knows what the movies are all about. So what's your feeling about the Matt Damon movie coming out this weekend?
It's going to have a big opening. Ridley Scott's The Martian, starring Matt Damon, opening, Doug, to great reviews, and it very well could challenge a movie with a similar theme, Gravity, of 2 years ago for the biggest October opening ever. Gravity did $55 million in its opening weekend. That starred Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Also, Interstellar, a movie with a similar subject matter, opened last year to a pretty good opening. That one starred Matthew
McConaughey. So what's the meat of this? Are there bad guys, good guys? I mean, on Mars.
It's based on a novel about an astronaut who gets stranded on Mars, and his fellow astronauts on Earth make a decision to go to try to rescue him. And it's got like 98% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, which means the majority of critics overwhelmingly really dig this film. Also opening is Cesario, a Mexican drug cartel movie, also getting terrific reviews. Mm. Although this one is hard R, and they say very intense. It stars Emily Blunt and Josh Brolin, and Robert Zemeckis, The Walk, which has also gotten some pretty good reviews. Joseph Gordon-Levitt stars as Philippe Petit, the high wire specialist who in 1974 crossed the World Trade Center. From what I hear, you know, it's funny, when I watched a trailer last week in theaters, it made me sort of dizzy. And they said I read an article yesterday, when it premiered at a New York Film Festival, they said multiple film goers actually vomited during some of the sequences. That really made me want to see it.
Yeah.
Who would go after hearing that?
Nobody. Well, I don't know.
Want to mention some TV news of interest. Showtime's Ray Donovan ended its second season. I thought it was a great season, and that show, for people who don't watch it, if you like The Sopranos, I think it's one of the very best TV shows airing, and it would be in my top three.
It's not as violent. Well, Sopranos was pretty violent.
It has violence, and it's intense, but it has great acting. John Voight, some of the best stuff he's ever done, and Liev Schreiber in the title role is just terrific.
Right. All right. There's Chucker's advice. Check out Ray Donovan and the movies this weekend. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.